With the World Cup of Hockey over now, the Colorado Avalanche are starting to unite like one big GoBot. All we really need at this point is to get Duchene back, and we are going full GoBots. But while it might seem like getting your better players back only makes you better, it's not always the case, and I'm really curious to see what happens to a team that's been playing pretty good already. Once the big guns come back, do people defer to them? Do people stop playing the way they were playing because these other guys are back now and they're supposed to play that way? It's interesting times right now for the Colorado Avalanche, and I, for one, really want to see what comes of it. With all these players who are coming back in, there's a handful of players who are leaving almost every day at this point as we get down to a good roster size. But the most notable person isn't the person who left, it's the person who hasn't left yet. That's Duncan Simmons. For anyone not entirely clear on the Duncan Simmons drama, he is a first-round 11th overall pick of the 2011 entry draft, and many people have given up on him already as somebody who's going to stick out as an NHLer. He might be a fringe player, he might be better, a lot of people thought he was going to be worse, but at this point, he's been earning his way onto the roster of the Colorado Avalanche, and so far, he hasn't been kicked off of it. It's interesting times right now for Colorado Avalanche fans, and we're going to have a look at some of the players and see how they did in the last preseason game to get a feel for who's doing what and who might stay or who might go. But before we do that...
Shout out to the AVS fam. Colorado hockey's coming in, man. Let me teach you how to dutchie. On the ice, the dutchie touch. Hashtag volley volley. The crazy saves this so gnarly. The Condor and Landy. Team Butte is sweeter than candy. Colorado hockey's coming in. Colorado hockey for the win. Tune into the podcast, we're live. Colorado hockey has arrived.
Before we get too far into the Ducks and the Avalanche preseason game, I'd like to extend a thank you to the management of the Colorado Avalanche for not trading away any of the players in that song you just heard. These things don't just make themselves. And also, a fair warning to anyone listening to this, this will turn into a rant at some point, right after we talk about a little bit of the game. Full disclosure, I haven't seen the game. Why? Because they didn't broadcast it, yet they had cameras, yet we saw videos. That'll be what the rant's about, by the way. But before I get all pissy about broadcaster I supported mic reporters and interview sessions, let's talk a little bit about the box scores, because that's all I really have to go from. As it turns out, there's a lot of data that goes on in a hockey game, and you can pretty much make of it whatever you want, but there are a few things that I've been keeping an eye on, and one of those is shots on goal. The Colorado Avalanche were outshot 34-22 in this game, and to me, that's not good. That's actually really bad, and that's something that I think is going to change throughout the season. The best way to limit the shots on goal is to take shots on goal. Be in the other end. Play hockey in their end so that they can't shoot on your goalie. If we could keep Vardy down to 30 shots per game, I would be happy with that, but we have to have more than 30 shots per game. I think that's just a metric that we can count on to help us win more games than we won last year. But if you look at the box score, there are indeed other numbers in there for us to look at and tweak out over. One of those is faceoff percentages. Now, a 58% is pretty good. That's almost 60%. 6 out of every 10 faceoffs we won. If you win a faceoff, you're more likely to clear a zone or stay in a zone and get a goal. What makes this even better are the guys who are putting up the big numbers. Grigo was 72% on the faceoff dot. But even more impressively, Grigo had 2 goals in that game, and he just looked like he's a confident hockey player ready to break out and have an awesome season. This I like to see, and I liked it so much that I put a video that you should check out in the show notes of this where I basically break down his second goal to show you that it wasn't just him. There was about 6 or 7 really good hockey IQ plays made to make that goal as awesome as it was. He just put the cherry on it. In those same show notes, you will find some graphics in there, including the box score that I'm reading from right now, and also some of the stats that I've highlighted with a stoplight theme. If it's red, that's bad. If it's yellow, it's kind of cautionary. And if it's green, that's good. We're keeping it simple, folks. So let me tell you about some of the other green players in there. AJ Greer had more green than not. As a matter of fact, that's all he has. He had himself an assist on a Grigo goal, by the way, and he had 2 hits. These are good numbers. He played about 14 minutes of hockey, which means that the coach is giving him a fair chance. And so far, he's earning that ice time. AJ Greer is a feisty hockey player. I was fortunate enough to see him at the rookie showcase, and he showed a lot of grit there and a lot of fight. And I was worried that this would get him in trouble, but he seems to be able to put a leash on his demons when he's playing in the NHL. And if he can stay on the team, I think we're going to see a lot of good effort from him. Notably, check out the samurai sword fight he has with number 3 in the video. It's impressive. Another man in the green on this little chart that I'm looking at is Rene Bourque, number 24. Now, he got almost 17 minutes of ice time, which means he's getting a real look, and so far he's been super impressive. He had 2 assists, and one of those assists was on the goal that, again, is in the show notes that you should absolutely watch, because his heads-up play, his hockey IQ, and what he did before he ever even touched the ice had everything to do with us getting that goal, and it makes me think that he might actually have a spot on this team. If nothing else, he's definitely making it a hard choice for the Colorado Avalanche coaches. The only other player that I have in the green is Nathan MacKinnon, and honestly, just in the green. Now, he did get a goal. He had 3 shots on goal, but he did it all in about 17 minutes. He was good on the faceoff, though, so that's why he's trending in the green with me, but I didn't see the game. I don't know about the intangibles. I don't know what he did on the ice other than these numbers I'm seeing. Here's a couple players, though, who are in the red and honestly didn't impress much. Troy Borick managed to play 10 minutes and do nothing but get 1 shot on goal. Another player who got a fair amount of ice time at just over 12 minutes is Andreas Martinsson. What is going on with this guy? He was a -1, he had a penalty, he really didn't do anything, and what I'm hearing from people and what I'm seeing on Twitter is that he's not really giving the kind of effort that keeps you on the team. This guy might find himself in San Antonio before he knows it. And there's really only one guy who I consider to be kind of in the yellow right now, and that is JT Compher. He played over 15 minutes, he managed to get 2 penalties, he was a -1 on the ice, and he was 50% on the faceoff dot. Now, these guys who are playing on the 3rd and 4th line, they're grinders, but one thing they have to be able to do is go out there and win an important faceoff, and in 15 minutes, it sounds like all he really did was sit in the box for 4 minutes. And that brings us into rant time. So, listen, usually I'm a pretty chill guy. Anyone who's met me knows this, but there are certain things that will launch me into rant mode, and one of those things is not being able to watch hockey, either on TV or online. I get that they want to put butts in the seat, but you know what? It's really not cool to rant some people's hockey. It's a preseason game. Get me excited about some of your prospects and get me excited about the team, and I'll come watch your damn games and I'll pay your big money and I'll pay your parking fees, but for the love of God, broadcast the goddamn preseason games. So let's play a little game. It's called Would It Be So Fucking Hard? Can we get a mic on the people asking questions to the coach in the post-game scrums? I mean, would that be so fucking hard? You know, so we can hear the questions, have a little context on what the coach is or isn't talking about, because he does his job by basically talking a lot about nothing. We get nothing from it other than somebody asked a good question, maybe we get hints out of the things that he does say. But if we don't know what he's even been asked, we have no idea what he's trying to say until the next question is asked, where we don't know what the hell anybody said there either. Let's get some mics on the reporters, and if we have to let them fist fight for the mic so they can ask their question, all the better. We need some entertainment there too. Why is that so hard? Are they running out of money? If I bought a ticket and went to the game and watched it there instead, would that be enough for you to buy a microphone and point it at one of the reporters asking the question so I could hear what the hell they're saying? Really pisses me off. But you know what? Watch the locker room video that's also in the show notes, and you'll see that you can hear both the person asking the question and the person answering the question. It's brilliant. It's amazing. We should do that everywhere. Again, this idea that you ransom hockey from people and force them to come to a game begrudgingly isn't the long game. You need to play the long game of getting people really hooked on this. It's like a crack dealer, right? Give them the first couple ones for free and then they'll pay for the rest. But if you're going to ransom the hockey up front, I don't even want it. All right, that's a lie. And while we're at it, let's talk about the NHL. My God, do they piss me off with the blacking out of games. I pay as much money as anybody else. Why can't I watch my team play a hockey game? I have to wait 2 days before I can watch the hockey game that they played? They're probably playing another game by then. I understand that there's broadcast rights. I understand that everybody wants their damn money, but do not sign another deal. Do not sign another contract with anyone. And when the time comes, make hockey available to the fans. We will pay for it, especially if you give us a good product. But again, don't ransom our damn hockey and stop blocking out the fucking games. When you block out games, all you're doing is encouraging people to pirate the games. They're going to go find a stream or they're going to watch the game, and they're not even going to spend their money on Game Center. Get it together. Find a new model of revenue and embrace the fans. Reward them for being fans. Don't punish us. Alrighty then, in the words of Forrest Gump.
And that's all I have to say about that.
So the Avs are undefeated so far, and I know that a lot of people don't put any stock in that, but to me, it's cool. It's good for the team. It's good for everything that we're doing right now. I'd rather be undefeated than no wins whatsoever. So kudos to the team, kudos to the coach, and God, I can't wait for hockey. This show and every other show that we do is brought to you by AvsFam, AvsFam.com, the coolest hockey shirts you can't find anywhere else because they're not available anywhere else, and we've got a lot of cool ones coming your way. You're going to want to check them out. If you do have one of our shirts, thank you for being awesome, by the way, and we love pictures. Send those in. We're looking for some new cover models to put on the website. Do be sure to check out the show notes where you can find the video I spoke about, the graphics that I spoke about, and a lot of other cool stuff. Check out the whole site, as a matter of fact. It's all good stuff just for you because you're awesome. Stay awesome.